This here's a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 6. Mr. Rabbit Grossly Deceives Mr. Fox. One evening when the little boy, whose nights with Uncle Remus were as entertaining as those Arabian ones of blessed memory, had finished supper and hurried out to sit with his venerable patron, he found the old man in great glee. Indeed, Uncle Remus was talking and laughing to himself at such a rate that the little boy was afraid he had company. The truth is, Uncle Remus had heard the child coming, and, when the rosy-cheeked chap put his head in at the door, was engaged in a monologue, the burden of which seemed to be, "Oh, Molly Har, what you doin' dar? Sittin' in de corner smokin' your cigar." As a matter of course, this vague allusion reminded the little boy of the fact that the wicked fox was still in pursuit of the rabbit, and he immediately put his curiosity in the shape of a question. "Uncle Remus, did the rabbit have to go clean away when he got loose from the tar baby?"
"Bless gracious, honey, daddy didn't." "Who? Him? You dunno nothing at all about Brer Rabbit, if dat's the way you puttin' him down. What he gwine way fur? He might er stayed sort of close till the pitch rub off in his hair, but 'twern't many days fore he was lopin' up and down the neighborhood just as same as ever, and I dunno if he weren't more sassier than before. Seemed like dat the tale about how he got mixed up wid the tar baby got round amongst the neighbors. Miss Meadows and de gals got wind of it, and de next time Brer Rabbit paid him a visit, Miss Meadows tackled him about it, and de gals sot up a monstrous gigglement. Brer Rabbit, he sot up just cool as a kelcumber, he did, and let him run on."
"Who was Miss Meadows, Uncle Remus?" inquired the little boy.
"Don't ask me, honey. She was in the tale, Miss Meadows and the gals was, and the tale I give you is like the one that was given to me. Brer Rabbit, he sot dar, he did, sort of lame-like, and then by and by he cross his legs, he did, and wink his eyes slow, and up and say, says he,
'Ladies, Brer Fox was my daddy's riding hoss for 30 year, maybe more, but 30 year did I nose on,' says he, and den he paid him his respects, and tip his beaver, and march off, he did, just as stiff and as stuck up as a fire stick. Next day, Brer Fox come a callin', and when he gun fur to laugh about Brer Rabbit, Miss Meadows and de gals, dey ups and tells him about what Brer Rabbit said. Den Brer Fox grit his tooths, sho' enough he did, and he look mighty dumpy, but when he riz for to go, he up and say, says he, 'Ladies, I ain't disputin' what you have to say, but I'll make Brer Rabbit chaw up his words and spit 'em out right here where you can see 'em,' says he, and wid dat off Brer Fox put. And when he got in de big road, he shook the dew off'n his tail and made a straight shoot for Brer Rabbit's house. When he got dar, Brer Rabbit was spectin' on him, and de do' was shut fast. Brer Fox knock. Nobody ain't answer. Brer Fox knock. Nobody answer. Den he knock again. Blam, blam. Den Brer Rabbit holler out mighty weak,
'Is dat you, Brer Fox? I want you to run and fetch de doctor. Dat bater possley what I et dis mornin' is gittin' way wid me. Do please, Brer Fox, run quick,' says Brer Rabbit, says he.
'I come after you, Brer Rabbit,' says Brer Fox, says he. 'There's gwineter be a party up at Miss Meadows,' says he. 'All de gals'll be there, and I promised that I'd fetch you.' De gals, they 'lowed that it wouldn't be no party 'ceppin' I fotch you,' says Brer Fox, says he.
Den Brer Rabbit say he was too sick, and Brer Fox say he wasn't, and dar they had it up and down, sputin' and contendin'. Brer Rabbit say he can't walk, Brer Fox say he told him. Brer Rabbit say, how? Brer Fox say, in his arms. Brer Rabbit say he'd drap him. Brer Fox allow how he wouldn't. By-and-by, Brer Rabbit say he'd go if Brer Fox can tote him on his back. Brer Fox said he would. Brer Rabbit say he can't ride without a saddle. Brer Fox say he'd get a saddle. Brer Rabbit say he can't set in a saddle unless he have a bridle for to hold on by. Brer Fox say he'd get the bridle. Brer Rabbit say he can't ride without a blind bridle, 'cause Brer Fox be shying at stumps along the road and fling him off. Brer Fox say he gonna get a blind bridle. Then Brer Rabbit say he'll go. Then Brer Fox say he ride Brer Rabbit most up to Miss Meadows's, and then he could get down and walk the balance of the way. Brer Rabbit agreed, and then Brer Fox lipped out atter the saddle and the bridle. Course Brer Rabbit know the game that Brer Fox was fixin' for to play, and he determinin' for to outdo him, and by the time he comb his hair and twist his mustache and sort of rig up, here comes Brer Fox, saddle and bridle on, and lookin' as purty as a circus pony. He trot up to the door and stand there pawin' the ground and chompin' the bit, same like a sho' nuff hoss. And Brer Rabbit, he mount, he did, and they amble off. Brer Fox can't see behind with the blind bridle on, but by and by he feel Brer Rabbit raise one of his foots. "What you doin' now, Brer Rabbit?" says he. "Shortenin' the left stirrup, Brer Fox," says he. By and by, Brer Rabbit raised up the other foot. "What are you doing now, Brer Rabbit?" says he. "Pullin' down my pants, Brer Fox," says he. All the time, bless gracious honey, Brer Rabbit were puttin' on his spurs, and when they got close to Miss Meadows, where Brer Rabbit was to get off, and Brer Fox made a motion for to stand still, Brer Rabbit slapped those spurs into Brer Fox's flanks, and you better believe he got over ground. When they got to the house, Miss Meadows and all the gals was sittin' on the piazzer, and stood her stoppin' at the gate. Brer Rabbit rid on by, he did, and then come gallopin' down the road and up to the hoss rack, which he hitched Brer Fox at, and then he saunter into the house, he did, and shake hands with the gals, and set dar smokin' his cigar, same as a town man. By and by, he draw in a long puff, and then he let it out in a cloud, and square hisself back and holler out, he did. "Ladies, ain't I done tell you Brer Fox was the ridin' hoss for our fambly? He's sort of losin' his gait now, but I spec I can fetch him all right in a month or two," says he. And then Brer Rabbit sort of grin, he did, and the gals giggle, and Miss Meadows, she praise up the pony, and dar was Brer Fox hitched fast to the rack, and couldn't help hisself. "Is that all, Uncle Remus?" asked the little boy as the old man paused. "Dat ain't all, honey, but 'twon't do for to give out too much cloth for to cut out one pair of pants," replied the old man sententiously. End of chapter.